Following program contains language and themes which may not be suitable for everybody. About secondhand news for the first time in I don't know how long, and this is Shane here. Fuck it, let's get going. Right off the bat, of course, Aberdeen Monday morning, because we're still on the SPFL TV stupid weekend. They've released this story: shared vision and strategy paves way for dramatic uplift in Scottish football revenues. Says here, five clubs: Aberdeen, Dundee, Dundee United, Hearts, and Hibs, that commissioned Deloitte's to undertake, quote, a critical and transparent review of the SPFL in 2021. And after these five clubs, they went ahead and, they ditched the two Dundee sides and brought in the two clubs that actually matter to look at the results of this and come up with what they called a five-year strategic action plan to implement that apparently will take distributable income in Scottish football for the clubs from £28.4 million to £50 million by 2029, which is still exceedingly low, especially when you count for inflation, let's say, which is, I think, still sitting around 8% over the last 2.5 quarters, give or take. Setting aside that, of course, as me and David talked about on Friday on our bonus show there, that doesn't really bode well compared to comparable leagues throughout Europe. And also, if they want the Deloitte's, I'm sure there's something into this. Obviously they lay out no real details in this, so it's kind of like saying I'd like to double the number of unicorns I have between now and 2029. As expected, a lot of their fans pissed off because, these five wonder clubs at the front, again, Aberdeen, Dundee, United, Hearts, and Hibs there, went out and commissioned this review, and then, God forbid, once they got a little bit of information back, they went out and, again, actually got the two clubs that actually make the league money and ask for their opinion on how this might actually work. No, I've obviously not talked with anyone at Rangers today. I'm sure me and David will have more to talk about with this on Wednesday during the regular Crow Pod, depending on, how Tuesday in Europe goes. the result typical from fans of these other sides. Why the fuck would you talk to Celtic and Sevco about this kind of stuff? And it's just more of this rampant, short-sighted fucking nature again that we talked about Friday. Look, if you let the two clubs and businesses actually make the league money, go out and negotiate making more money for the league, you'll probably have more money. There were a bunch of fans pointing out the fact that the SPFL agreement as right now, the up to 48 matches, and again, still one of the strangest things in broadcasting in anywhere in world sport, the fact that Sky can select up to 48 matches. They don't have to fulfill all 48 matches of that contract. That's not good for your league. That's not good for building and promoting your league, especially since the last 2 years they have not fulfilled all 48 matches on those contracts. Fans of these other clubs pointing out that the SPFL is the seventh highest broadcast fees per match in the world, without acknowledging the fact that, let's say, you fulfill all 48 of those matches, which, again, they haven't. So 1/12 of your entire output for the year is Old Firm matches. And also not acknowledging the fact that, us, even more so than Rangers, even more so than them, typically outdraw most of the other sides 10-1 domestically. Let alone, of course, what goes on internationally. Now, obviously, there are Scottish football fans all throughout North America and Australia, and some other hubs throughout the world. But I'm sorry. The next SPFL match selected for international play Right. And again, it's based on whatever the hell Sky picks, because it's not like Paramount, CBS, who broadcasts the matches over here, sends their own broadcast crews. The next SPFL match selected for broadcasting over here in the North American market is Inverness Cali Thistle taking on Partick Thistle. And I just can't imagine that there's quite the same clamoring from football supporters to watch that as there is, Rangers playing anyone. But again, short-sightedness is what got us to this point in the broadcasting contracts and the fact that we're having these kind of discussions right now. I think it's great to begin having preliminary talks 3 years out from when this next contract needs to be done. But they're acting like we need to get signed within the next few weeks, like we're somehow up against a deadline on this. And that's just simply not the case. It doesn't make sense. The slow dripping leaks from different clubs, like I said, we had Hearts obviously leaking that information last week. Now Aberdeen just outwardly providing this information after a weekend of speculation that's run rampant. It's that short-sighted, knee-jerk reaction to almost everything that we see throughout Scottish football. So, quick break. Going to come back and talk about dinosaurs. Hi, guys. Welcome back into Secondhand News here on the CrowPod Network. Again, if you like all of our shit, scroll down there in the show notes. There's a Buy Me a Coffee link. Of course, if you support the show or become a member, you automatically get Aaron Air our monthly drawing. And this month in August, we're giving away two little gift packs from our friends over there at The Famous. I think y'all know how to find them, thefamousheadwear.co.uk. They make some very nice stuff. So, we had a couple here. We had a couple interesting ones, but I want to start out, of course, with one of my favorite old ones here. Favorite topics over the years. Graham Spears, who last week tried to make something out of nothing with Robbie Halliday telling a story on the Open Goal podcast. And it was just a good, lighthearted story about, having to deal with what he'd call a posh kid on his team. The rest of the panel having a little laugh at this. And Spears, my God, Spears just could not stand this. Tweeting, I just hope the posh kid in the story being lampooned by his football coach with dinosaurs roaring with laughter all around him is not put off by this lampooning of him. From a responsible coach, pathetic. The player involved, Andy McCallum, of course, he responded. He said, I am the posh boy. It's a jokey cabbage. And Spears, because, he never knows when to shut the fuck up. So good lad, Cal. You got the text/phone call. I'm sure Darren Fletcher and many others would have found this funny being directed at them. Believe me, a football coach will get nowhere with this half-articulate trash. Saying aside, Spears trying to make a story out of absolutely nothing here. Again, if you want to watch this, just go find the Open Goal podcast, or you can go find their account there on Twitter. It's just a little 2-minute video. I mean, again, it's guys sitting around telling a funny story. That's literally the headline on this thing. Four guys sit around, tell funny story. And Graham Spears, in his usual overreaction, has to, again, just try to create something out of nothing. But, to 2 points here. One, him talking about dinosaurs, let's even set that one aside. But for him to talk about, the quality of people, the reputation, I don't know, however the hell you want to describe it, the kind of people who should be football coaches. This is a man who has defended over and over Graham Ricks, the sexual predator, who's defended Malky McKay over and over and over again, almost like he's paid by the word to do it. I don't think Robbie Halliday telling a fun little joke about a kid on his team is quite on par with anything that those men have done. Yet, any chance he's gotten in his career, Spears has come out in defense of them as if his own career defends, you know, depends on it. And I just, you know, once again, it's just more, well, it's more what you expect from him, isn't it? It's just ambulance chasing bullshit. And yet somehow, you know, he's like the dog that finally catches it, man. Because every time he just, Bill Lecky, of course, speaking of dinosaurs, I'm shocked Spears doesn't have much to say about what Bill wrote here in The Sun about Craig Napier, the SPFL official who came out over the summer, because this is some of the most backhanded, his whole point here, well, I mean, the headline, obviously, Lecky wouldn't have written this, but by showing Ryan Porteous, who's the boss, brave ref Craig Napier impresses again after coming out, writes Bill Lecky. He had the Hibs Livy game at the weekend, and I don't know if you guys saw, there was a little bit of a coming together at one point, but Napier had stepped out to just effectively tell Ryan Porteous to knock his shit off, and here's how Lecky describes it. In that moment, Craig Napier, a young guy whose honesty about his private life changed the face of Scottish football for the better, proved whatever fears anyone might have had as he steps into the brightest of spotlights were groundless. He's a good referee, he's a smart referee, he's a brave referee, and nothing else matters. For anyone who's been hibernating these past 6 months, Napier is one of two refs, along with Lloyd Wilson, who came out as gay during the close season. Since then, he's taken charge of 4 League Cup ties, as well as Partick against Hamilton in the championship, but this was the biggest test yet of his biggest ever campaign. The top flight, proper hammer and tongs, big noisy crowd the lot. If anyone was ever going to use his sexuality as a reason to bring him down, if anyone was ever going to have the chance to portray it as some sort of weakness, it would be now. Now, you can see in his head what Bill is trying to do, right? He thinks that this is somehow complimentary, that by repeatedly bringing up the fact that Napier just told the world, I don't know, I don't think anybody cares. I'm sure most of the listeners to this don't really give a shit. And yet here's Bill Lecky going to spend, 1,500 words on a Monday. Because, there's definitely nothing else going on in Scottish football for someone with his kind of connections and his clout, whatever the hell we want to call it, to write about. It's almost a self-fulfilling Bill Lecky prophecy right there. But, good for Craig Napier there that he did enough to rile Bill's need to do some social justice work, I guess. And, of course, that brings us to our last one here. Graham Souness and all that bullshit, because all he said was, hey, these are men out here playing football, because I'm sorry, if you watch Chelsea Spurs, it was a throwback kind of game. It was, what Souness has had to come out and say this morning on Monday is absolutely ridiculous. He's there on Talk Sport with Jim White and Simon Jordan. White asks him if he regrets anything of what he said over the weekend. And, of course, Souness responded, Jim, not a word of it. Been advocating for years that referees have such a major part to play in the success of the Premier League. Said, going on here, that's the kind of football I remember playing in. Our league would be better for it. We're back. The directive to refs is long overdue. We've got our game back. I enjoyed 2 games of football yesterday where men were playing men and they got about themselves at times. They were falling out with each other. Think of the touchline, of course, the Conte and Tuchel thing. I'm not really condoning, but I've been there. That really should be the last word on this. I'm certain we're gonna have another 5 days of nonsense, but I didn't really see what the problem was when he said it. I think anybody who listens to the programs know I can be a little bit of a blowhard lefty at times myself, but there was really nothing in that whatsoever. And the fact that he's had to spend this much time clarifying those comments now, that's already I mean, however much time it took him to say this on TalkSport this morning, it was too long. If we're going to spend this much time worrying about Graham Spears just saying, hey, that was a good contested football match between two teams of grown-ass men, I think I just gave you two stories that we could spend a little bit more time discussing, whether it be Spears or Lecky. And this, oh man, I mean, come on, folks. So anyway, there we go. Second in news. We'll be back Wednesday with a regular Crow Pod. Of course, we did a bunch of shit last week. If you haven't caught up, by all means, go ahead. Wiregate 50 dropped over the weekend. The new episode. I did a second bit in my Rangers from Sea to Shining Sea series there. And of course, again, Friday, me and David got together and talked about the SPFL television contract and all the bullshit that was falling out from that before the weekend. So you can find all that wherever you find the Crow Pod, either on the Crow Pod Network or the Heart and Hand Network. And again, if you do like everything we do, scroll down, hit the Buy Me a Coffee link, and that will get you entered into our monthly drawing for a couple gift packs from the Famous, which I'll be announcing here, well, in a couple weeks. Obviously, it's the middle of the month. So that's it. I'm Shane. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye. Some people call me the space cowboy.